How is the patient doing, nurse? Give me a diagnostics report.
Yes, doctor. Initiating diagnostic report. Vitals look good. The patient is responding well to the treatment. Oxygen saturation is high. Heart rate is stable and under control. Conscious brain activity has diminished and his neurological sensory pathways have thickened.
That's wonderful. What a very good boy.
Should I take a manual readout from the patient's onboard system from the chip itself?
Yes, that would be ideal at this stage, and set it to give automatic readouts if the patient's condition changes.
As you wish, doctor. Here you go.
You really do like being played with, don't you? Being tinkered and prodded and probed. You're doing very well so far. Stay as calm as you can now. Keep your breathing regulated. A set of devices are now going to be lowered down onto you that some patients can find rather unnerving and invasive. One over your groin and another around your head. But just remember, it's all in the name of scientific research. You know you can't see a thing right now. Very special contraption just above that oh-so sensitive cock of yours. It's dripping, slippery, and made of latex. Designed to mold so tightly to every little bump and ridge. And it's just inches away from your throbbing heart.
Nurse, if you would be so kind as to help lower the milking device onto the patient's penis.
Oh, it would be my pleasure. Now, it's very common for patients to get a little concerned when they get to this stage in the operation. You're perfectly safe, remember that. There's nothing to be scared about as we position this large cylindrical shaft. It's right over your penis. This sheath is comprised of a transparent inner wall made from heavily lubricated slick latex and a tiny tube that I'm going to gently insert down your urethra. There, that's it. Again, just relax. It is so heavily lubricated, most patients don't even feel a thing at this stage, even though the tube is slid all the way inside of you. Fortunately, it seems your arousal levels are sufficient that the latex sleeve is sucked tightly around your penis, and oh, my head really doesn't want to let go now, does it? Right down to the base of your shaft. All that blood in your cock, making it thicker and thicker, and there's no need to be embarrassed if you're finding this arousing. We're both professionals and it's nothing we haven't seen or induced before. In fact, it helps give a much more accurate reading. The larger you stiffer it is, the more your testicles fill with sticky semen and the tighter your penis squeezes into the squishy latex that surrounds it, the better chance you have of pleasing the doctor. Trust me, sweetie. You don't want to make her mad.
There we go. That wasn't so bad now, was it? Quite the opposite, in fact. You greedy fucking slut. I can see exactly what's happening in there. I couldn't ask for a better view, and judging by how your penis is reacting to being wrapped in tight, slick, slippery rubber, it seems to rather like it too.
Nurse, make a note of that. It appears the patient's arousal has increased when placed inside the milking device. Blood flow has increased to his penis. I would estimate his erection has grown by at least 50%. and his arousal levels, according to the readouts, are absolutely soaring. Well, this little pervert is really something else. I think it's time to give you just what you're craving. Time to increase your dosage. Time to drive you deeper into depravity. Time to flood your mind and your body. Prepare it for what's next. There you go, sweet boy. Doctor, the patient's head is ready for the liquid lobotomizer again. Now, stay as calm as you can. Breathe as normal. Nice and slow. I'll explain what's about to happen. There's kind of a giant brace now surrounding your head, with three sets of distinct protrusions. Thin rubber tubes, approximately 10 centimeters in length, that perfectly align with both of your ear canals and nostrils, currently situated mere millimeters from penetrating you. And in the center is a much, much larger tube. It looks quite phallic-shaped, doesn't it? All rubbery, with a bulbous head and tiny hole at the tip and everything. But it's essential for our testing process. I can assure you, it'll be keeping you in a highly susceptible, sensitive state to aid in the brainwashing and further chip calibration. I have it set up to release a constant drip feed of drugs into your system.
A very special concoction I've come up with.
Just for you.
Black, slick, slimy. Along with a whole cocktail of things your little mushed-out brain wouldn't understand, even if I did tell you.
Can you even still hear me in there? I know you're extremely drowsy and lethargic from all the drugs we've pumped into your system thus far, but I need you to open your mouth as wide as you can for me. Come on. Nice and wide for me, like a good little boy. Fucking wider, you slut. Don't make me grab your fucking jaw and do it myself. You will respond to me. Good. Nurse, insert the tube down his throat.
Yes, doctor.
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't you dare close your mouth. Keep it fucking open. Wider. Excellent.
Nearly there, just a bit deeper. I know this bit can be quite stressful. Here. Try to stay as still as you can while I push these tubes inside your left ear and then your right. And lastly, engage your nostrils. Such a good boy. All holes are hooked up to the machine. Let me just, push your mouth tube a little deeper past your lips. Down into position. Further inside your regulatory system. Open a tiny bit wider for me.
Do as she fucking says. You slut.
Very good. Such a good boy. With each subsequent brainwashing phase, this device will naturally push itself deeper inside of you, penetrating your throat further, so you try not to struggle too much when that happens. You won't be able to remove it yourself, I just thought I'd be kind and warn you beforehand. We'll find a way for you to thank me later. You'll still be able to breathe just fine. Well, besides some gagging.
Thank you, nurse. Doesn't he look just such a pretty picture? With rubber tubes and sensors coming out of literally every orifice. and I haven't even turned it on yet. Oh. I bet he can't wait for that to happen. Because when the machine is turned on, you know what's going to happen. Don't you, nurse? But he has no idea what it's going to feel like as those tubes begin to fill up, begin to push and force their sticky way inside of him, filling him up completely with black, shiny, slippery, liquid latex. Through his nose, through his ears, through his slutty mouth, and even through his cock. That's right. Every hole is going to be filled with latex, rushing through your system, consuming your brain, flowing through your entire body.
Let me help, sweetie, and increase the pain relief dosage from the anal suppository. Don't be alarmed, but you might start to feel a full sensation down there, and over time it will build, and tingling could turn to deep, vibrating waves. That's perfectly normal. The plug is being inflated and deflated, squeezing sedative lubricant inside you, calming your body, calming your mind. But just like all our machines here, it's devilishly clever. All the while it's been up there, it's been linking up with the microchip inside that adorably empty little head of yours, forming quite a profound connection that responds and learns over time, rewiring your brain to make you receive just as much pleasure from your ass as you would from someone sucking you off. Doesn't that just sound and feel wonderful? Stretching you wider with each bump, coating you with that gooey, long-lasting lubricant that amplifies. Ah. The plug feels so good, as though it's spinning around and around and feeling just so amazing, releasing all these pleasurable liquids inside of you. And it's going to stay in there for the remainder of your experiment, permanently stretching you out, but feeling so damn good while it's happening. Making you able to take as much back there as possible, and every time you relax, it inflates even more, filling up that gap that was created.
That's right. I'm turning your ass into a perfect fuck hole to be used and abused. All for my I own pleasure now. I even control how you feel pleasure. And you're going to crave it in the ass like a good bitch before you leave here. Prepare the machine, nurse. Increase the viscosity, potency, and the power.
Surely not, Doctor. Including the milker? The most we tested up to this point was 50% viscosity, and that was without the milking device altogether. I'm not sure the human body was...
Do as you're fucking told, or I'll have you strapped down here next to him in a snap. Mark my words.
Yes, Doctor. As you wish. Activating device in 3, 2, 1...
Look at it, it's glorious. Look at him squirm and grind. Mm-hmm.
Commencing reconditioning sequence in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are being brainwashed. You love being brainwashed. Being brainwashed makes you feel so nice. Makes you feel so wider, sexual, wetter. Rejecting to be reprogrammed wider. Wet. It's so easy to be programmed. Wider, I wetter, blank, and empty. Deep, you want to be wider, wetter, blank. It's so easy to be a wider boy, wetter. I am a good boy. Wider, you wetter, to follow instructions. Deep, it's so easy to be wetter, obedient.
Like, can make me Jackie Pleasure, deep by delight, flesh, the doctor, me Jackie Pleasure, your pipes, now I do what, wedding, doctor, love me Jackie Pleasure, by telling me, blood, flesh, wedding, Jackie to hit me Jackie, like this time when, he will snap, and clench, wedding, directly, you are to be Jackie the doctor can make you feel pleasure by snapping. The doctor can make you feel pleasure by telling it to clench, 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 clench. You can't control my strictness, you and I know. The doctor has control. The chin has control. I love and protect you. Need me a discreet when I want to be triggered. Every snap comes with every clench. Wet your lowest brain function. You want to be triggered until there's nothing left. Exiting reconditioning sequence. Returning patient to normality in 3, 2, 1.
How is it doing, nurse? You know this brainwashed lump of meat we have on our operating table.
I think it is ready, doctor. There is no longer any sign of independent frontal cortex brain activity now. His neural receptors have completely shifted, fully consumed by the implant.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, I could jump for joy. Well then, shall we test it out?
See how responsive it is to its new conditioning and purpose.
Drop for